From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, started from news, commentary, and so forth. Also, we'll play some songs. Well, listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voanews.id.
Here is the news for the headlines. President Joko Widodo delivers message of Easter 2022. House of Speakers, all countries must try to stop Israeli attacks on Palestine. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, now the news in details. Let's begin with the national news. President Joko Widodo conveyed the message of Easter 2022 through his personal Twitter account at Jokowi on Sunday. He revealed that love and togetherness have helped the Indonesian people go through difficult times lately, especially the COVID-19 pandemic that is still hitting Indonesia and the world. The president wishes a happy Easter celebration with happiness and peace. Head of the Indonesian-Palestinian Bilateral Cooperation Group at the Indonesian House of Representatives DPR RI, Syahrul Aidi Ma'azad, said that all countries and the United Nations UN must act immediately to stop Israeli attacks on Palestine. He said this was related to the Israeli army attack on the Al-Aqsa Mosque on Friday. Syahrul Aidi Ma'azad, in his statement in Jakarta on Sunday, asked Western countries to also highlight Israel's action. According to him, Western countries should not apply double standards, namely reacting strongly to Russia's Ukraine war, but are weak to other countries, especially the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. More than 2,000 Indonesian companies have been included in the list of foreign companies that have received approval from the General Administration of Customs of China, or GACC, as of April 14, 2022. Marina Novira Anggraini, trade attaché at the Indonesian Embassy in Beijing, said, in response to Antara's questions, the implementation of GACC Decree 248 will have a significant impact on Indonesia. The GACC data in Beijing on Sunday showed that the number of Indonesian companies registered with the China Customs is the largest among Asian member countries. Let's move on to the international news. The head of the UN Refugee Agency hoped on Sunday that peace would prevail over war, with more than 4.8 million Ukrainians having fled their country since the Russian invasion. UNHCR's chief Filippo Grandi said, more than 4 million Ukrainians had left the country since Russia invaded on February 24, up around 32,000 on Saturday's total. The UN's International Organization for Migration, IOM, says nearly 215,000 third country nationals, largely students and migrant workers, have also escaped to neighboring countries, meaning more than 5 million people in all have fled Ukraine since the war began. South Korea and the United States kicked off their combined annual springtime military exercise on Monday. South Korea's Joint Chief of Staff, JCS, said on Sunday that the allies decided to hold the 9-day exercise from Monday in considerations of overall factors such as the COVID-19 situation and their combined readiness posture. The computer-simulated combined command post training will run through April 28. The Allies conducted the 4-day crisis management staff training last week as preliminary drills ahead of the major combined training. China Eastern Airlines resumed flying Boeing 737-800 aircraft on Sunday. Flight tracking data showed just weeks after it grounded 223 planes over a crash that killed 132 people. Flight MU5735 was en route from Kunming to Huangzhou on March 21st when it nosedived into a mountainside, disintegrating on impact. The jet dropped 20,000 feet in just over a minute. The velocity of the impact left twisted metal and passengers' belongings scattered across a vast swath of forest. The cause of the disaster, China's deadliest plane crash in more than 30 years, is not yet known. Israel's fractious governing coalitions faced a new split on Sunday when Arab-Israeli party Ram suspended its membership after violence around Flashpoint Jerusalem holy site that wounded 170 people over the weekend. The government hardline Jewish national and religious parties, as well as Ram, had already lost its razor-thin majority this month that a religious Jewish member quit in a dispute over leavened bread distributions at hospitals. Since then, days of violence around Jerusalem's Al-Aqsa Mosque compound, sacred to both Muslims and Jews, put Ram under pressures to quit too. Listener, let's move on to Diplomatic Corner on Indonesia-Egypt Business Forum, hold to welcome 75 years of diplomatic relations between the two countries.
Today's Diplomacy Corner highlights Indonesian-Egypt Business Forum held to welcome 75 years of diplomatic relations between the two countries. The Embassy of the Republic of Indonesia in Cairo, in collaboration with the Egyptian Youth Council, commemorates the 75th anniversary of Indonesian-Egypt diplomatic relations by holding a business forum at the Grand Nile Tower, Cairo, last April 14. The business forum was attended by no less than 50 participants, both from the Egyptian government and business sectors. In his remarks, Indonesian Ambassador to Egypt, Lutfi Rauf, said that within 75 years of bilateral relations between Indonesia and Egypt, cooperation has been achieved. And this can be felt by both countries, including in the economic and trade fields. This business meeting is an inseparable part of effort to increase Indonesian-Egypt trade cooperation, especially in the fields of agricultural products, manufacturing, and emission-free electrical equipment products. In addition, with the easing of COVID-19, the ambassador Lutfi Rauf invited business people to attend the 37th Trade Expo Indonesia exhibition, which will be held at ICE BSD Tangerang, Banten, from 19 to 24 October 2022. At the business forum at the Grand Nile Tower, Indonesian companies showcase various products such as motorcycles, electric cars, and household electrical appliances. Companies from Kalimantan also introduce palm oil products, coffee, rice, fertilizers, and Kalimantan handicrafts. In this business forum, a mini display exhibition was also held, and it showcases and promotes a variety of health-wing products, electric motorcycles products from Gesit, Wika Industri Manufaktur or WIMA, agricultural products, handicrafts, and also soft drink food products. At the end of the event, the business forum activity was closed with the signing of the trade agreement in the plantation products sector between the Indonesia company PT Amira Mentaya Indah from Kalimantan and the Egyptian company Egyptian Mediterranean Service Co. That's Diplomatic Corner.
Listener, that was Newsline from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Thank you.
Today in history start with the event on April 18, 1955, about the death of Albert Einstein. Albert Einstein was a physicist widely regarded as the great scientist in the 20th century. He was born in Ulm, in Württemberg, Germany. His father is Hermann Einstein, a feederbed salesman who later worked in electrochemistry. Albert Einstein introduced the theory of relativity and also contributed greatly to the development of quantum mechanics, statistical mechanics, and also cosmology. He won the Nobel Prize in Physics in 1921 and he passed away in New Jersey, United States on April 18, 1955. Let's move to the event on 18 April 1955 when the Asia-Africa Conference was started. The Asia-Africa Summit is a conference of Asian and African countries, most of the which recently gained independence. The conference was organized by Indonesia, Myanmar, Sri Lanka, India, and also Pakistan. This meeting was coordinated by the Indonesian Minister of Foreign Affairs, Sunario. This meeting took a place at Gedung Merdeka, Bandung, from April 18 to April 24, 1955. The aim of this conference was also to promote economic and cultural cooperation between Asia and Africa and to fight against colonialism or neo-colonialism in United States, the Soviet Union, or other imperialist countries. We end today in history with the event of 18 April 27, when the West Irian Jaya officially changed its name to West Papua. West Papua is an Indonesian province located at the western tip of Papua Island, the capital of Manokwari. The name of this province previously was West Irian Jaya, which was stipulated in Law No. 45-1999. Based on Government Regulation No. 24-27, dated April 18, 2027, the name of province was changed to West Papua. And that's Today in History.
Don't know what it's like, it's alright.
Citizen of Voice of Indonesia, the next segment that we'll present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Today's My Indonesia is entitled Indonesia has opportunity to penetrate Japan's fishery products market. Indonesia once again participated in the 19th Seafood Exhibition Osaka 2022, which took place recently at ATC Hall, Osaka, Japan. This exhibition is the largest fishery product exhibition in the western part of Japan, namely Kansai. It was attended by around 400 importers and retailers who domiciled in Japan. In this exhibition, Indonesia is the only participant from outside the country. Japan is one of the countries with the largest consumption of fishery products in the world, with a total import value from around the globe reaching more than $9.9 billion. Director General of Indonesia National Export Development, Didi Sumedi, said Indonesia's participation in this exhibition is the right step to increase export volume of Indonesian fishery products to Japan. Didi Sumedi revealed Indonesia is the 11th supplier of marine and fishery products for Japan with a market share of 4%. In 2021, the total value of export transaction of this sector to Japan was recorded at almost $434 million, an increase of 3.19% compared to the previous year. Japan was the main export destination for fresh and frozen yellowfin tuna from Indonesia. Since 2018, the contribution of exports to Japan has always been above 80% of Indonesia's total exports to the rest of the world. Furthermore, Didi Sumedi said that the market share of fresh and chilled yellowfin tuna from Indonesia to Japan continues to be increased through product innovations. One of them is by introducing the Kirio Toshi yellowfin tuna or cut-off, which is presented in the Indonesian pavilion. Indonesia's participation in this event is the result of cooperation of the Ministry of Trade with the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, especially the Indonesian Consulate General in Osaka and the Indonesian Embassy in Tokyo. The Indonesian Consul General in Osaka, Diana Sutikno, said the consulate presented 9 business actors from Jawa, Bali, Kalimantan, Sulawesi, Maluku, and Papua with their superior products. She added, "This participation was the right momentum to increase the market share of Indonesian fishery products in Japan, especially in Kansai. Moreover, the Japanese government and its prefecture currently want to create a halal and Muslim-friendly destination ahead of the Osaka World Expo 2025. Well, that was My Indonesia Today.
Indonesia will soon have a new capital city, Nusantara, Indonesia. It's located in the heart of Kalimantan, the center of the archipelago, from Sabang to Merauke, from Miangas to Rote. New smart metropolis is the concept. The new capital city, Nusantara, a global city for all.
You say you love me, and you say that you need me. You say-
Office, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Listener, now we'll present Indonesian wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Hello, VOI listener. Welcome back to Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia. Today, we take you to Pahawang Island. Pahawang Island is one of the many natural tourism destinations in Lampung, Sumatra Island. It has very beautiful beaches and islands. The name Pahawang is popular and well-known among tourists, especially marine tourism lovers. Pahawang Island even got the nickname as a hidden piece of heaven falling to the earth. This island is one of the snorkeling spots, which has beautiful, intact underwater scenery. Pahawang Island is located in Punduh Pidada District, Pesawaran Regency, South Lampung. Pahawang comes from the name of a village and also an island, which is located off Punduh Bay. There are many tourism activities that you can do when you visit Pahawang Island, from fishing, snorkeling, to diving. At this time, Pahawang Island has become a mainstay tourism destination for the province of Lampung, which is often offered to local and foreign tourists. Pahawang Island area consists of two islands, namely Pahawang Besar and Pahawang Kecil. Pahawang Besar Island has an area of 1,000 hectares. The island is inhabited by more than 300 families. Most of them work as a fisherman. While the island of Pahawang Kecil has an area of about 13 hectares. The two islands both have beautiful and exotic beaches and underwater scenery. At low tide, tourists can also cross a raised sand which stretches beautifully from the island of Pahawang Besar to the island of Pahawang Kecil. Pahawang Island, which is in the South Lampung region, can be reached in about 2 hours from Bandar Lampung. Lampung province itself can be accessed through two routes, by air and by sea. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chokuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegi mashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。 evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overbrenging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Well, listener, the next segment is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In this program, we will introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian. This program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture.
Voice of Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Indonesian, a program that introduces the Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Indonesian, is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology. Today's topic is about greeting, so stay tuned. Here is the conversation between Dev Singh, a tourist from India, and a cabin crew. The cabin crew welcomes Dev with a greeting.
Selamat siang.
Selamat siang.
After listening to the conversation, now I'm going to introduce some vocabulary and expressions related to the topic of the day. I'm going to say each word 2 times and you can repeat after me. Siang, siang, which means afternoon. Selamat siang, which means good afternoon. In the conversation, you hear the expression selamat siang, which means good afternoon. In Indonesian language, greeting is adjusted to 4 parts of the day, namely morning, afternoon, evening, and night. In the morning, you can say selamat pagi, selamat pagi. In the afternoon, you can say selamat siang, which is from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. In the evening, you may say selamat sore. Selamat sore, which is from 3 to 6 p.m. And at night, you may say selamat malam, which is from 6 to 10 p.m. To give response, you may say the same thing, namely selamat pagi, selamat siang, selamat sore, or selamat malam. So, if you want to say greeting in the afternoon, you can say selamat siang. Let's listen to the other examples to give and respond greeting. Selamat pagi. Selamat pagi. Selamat sore. Selamat sore, which means good afternoon. Sore, which means good afternoon. Selamat malam. Selamat malam, which means good evening. Malam, which means good evening. The greeting selamat pagi, selamat siang, selamat sore, or selamat malam are usually used to greet someone we just knew or respected. The expressions are also usually used in a formal occasion. If you want to greet a friend or someone younger, you can say hi, hello, pagi, siang, sore, and malam. Before we end today's Let's Speak Indonesian, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Selamat siang.
Selamat siang.
Well, listener, that was Let's Speak Indonesian for today. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those of you who want to know more about Indonesian language. I'm Rahma. Sampai jumpa.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite, COVID-19 の感染拡大を防ぎましょう。私のマスクはあなたを守る。あなたのマスクは私を守ってくれる。
وقوع انتقال فيروس COVID-19 من خلال ارتداء الأقنعة بشكل صحيح. قناعي يحميكم وقناعكم يحميني.
让正确佩戴口罩以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión.Usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Stay tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner about music information.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, today's Music Corner presents you a keroncong song entitled Dharma Bhakti by Hetty Kus Endang. Kus Bini is indeed a true nationalist and has a spirit of patriotism. He fought for the country through a song which he composed entitled Keroncong Dharma Bhakti. Keroncong Dharma Bhakti tells about the struggle in arts. As in the lyric, Kuserahkan jiwa raga bagi tanahku, negeriku yang kucinta, untuk melaksanakan Dharma Bhakti Suci Abadi. Or in English means, I surrender my body and soul to my land, my country, which I love to carry out the eternal sacred of devotion. This song also illustrates that life is only for the country, namely Indonesia. The struggle for the country is expected to bring purity and sincerity in the devotion. Alright listener, here is Hetty Kus Endang with the keroncong song Dharma Bhakti.
Thank you.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Rasakan getaran yang kerap goyahkan rasa serasa ada sentuhan baru sinari hari-hariku pertama diriku pun tergoda kilaunya matamu runtuhkan angkunya dinding hati goyahkan batas sepiku.
Voice of Indonesia.
sedetik pun aku tak pernah lupakanmu, karena aku terlalu sayang kamu. Lihatlah hatiku terluka dan semakin rapuh, karena kamu kini jauh dariku.
Well, listener, it is time for me to sign off now. Keep listening to our program at www.vionews.id or shortwave frequency 3325 kHz. Don't forget to check out our Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, and Instagram, voice.of.indonesia. Also, send your reception report to voi@vionews.id. I'm Putri Safitri Ardela. See you on the next English program.